AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. The International Olympic Committee has been hearing final presentations from Kazakhstan and China before announcing which will get the honor of hosting the Winter Olympics in 2022. Figure skater Dennis Ten says Almaty's bid is special.
We are making history too, because we are the first bid from Kazakhstan to ever make a final presentation to the IOC.
Beijing followed up with its pitch.
With the greatest humility, I ask that you vote for Beijing 2022.
We should know the decision within a few hours. The 14 large wildfires burning in California, mostly in the scorched northern half of the state, are pushing 7,000 firefighters to their limits as they battle flames amid drought. CAL FIRE spokesman Dominic Polito has an update on the Rocky Fire in Napa Valley.
The fire is currently at 8,500 acres, 5% containment. We have a number of mandatory evacuations, which I can list for you if you'd like, and road closures. The fire is moving to the east. At this time, it is still very active.
A blockade in Portland, Oregon that included environmental protesters dangling from a bridge unsuccessfully attempted to keep a Royal Dutch Shell icebreaker from leaving for oil drilling in the Arctic. Coast Guard Petty Officer George Degner says they'll escort the icebreaker to keep protesters at a safe distance.
The established safety zone around the Fenica will remain in place throughout its entire transit through the Columbia River. Our Coast Guard boat crews will be in place enforcing a 500-yard safety zone in front of the vessel and 100 yards on either side and behind it.
The Afghan Taliban are praising their new leader, saying he was one of the most trusted associates of the late Mullah Muhammad Omar. Friday's statement sent to the AP says the new leader, Mullah Muhammad Akhtar Mansour, has also been given the title Commander of the Faithful. This is AP Radio News. President Obama is doing a full court press for the Iran nuclear deal, even though a vote by Congress won't happen until September.
When it comes to arguing the deal's the best way to keep Iran from obtaining a nuclear bomb, the president's pulling out all the stops.
You guys have to get more active.
That was him making his pitch on a conference call with grassroots groups. Since returning from an Africa trip early Wednesday, Obama's also met with some House Democrats to talk about the deal, while Vice President Biden sat down with others. The reason has to do with the calendar as much as anything. By next week, Congress will be on its August break, and Obama wants to ensure any lawmakers still open to his arguments hears them. Mark Smith at the White House.
Suspected Jewish assailants attacked a Palestinian village in the West Bank early Friday and torched two homes, killing a young child and critically wounding at least three people. The Israeli prime minister is calling the incident a terror attack. I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.